Now, you're part of a conference tomorrow about disease control and wildlife. One facet of this conference will be on culling wildlife as a potential way to protect humanity from deadly viruses. Can you just give us some background on that?
Basically, the issue that we are dealing with as we are increasingly sort of the tentacles of humanity or human needs increasingly use up more and more resources, whether that's through incursions into wildlife or conversions into habitats for wildlife, so turning wilderness into arable land for farming, is leading to human-animal conflict. And human-animal conflict then eventuates in the possibility of increased risk of viruses, which quite happily swim around in these animals and don't really cause much harm to them, basically jumping into the animals that we populate our lives with, so domestic animals, and then to us or even just directly to us. So that's the issue that we're faced with. And part of the problem is that the way that we conceive of dealing with these issues traditionally has been very human-centric. And we're finding through experience that there are limits to how successful this human-centric approach is going to be. So what is emerging in the last 10 or 20 years is a new way of dealing with these risks called One Health. And at the center of these is the idea that in order for humans to be able to thrive and flourish into the future, we have to learn to live in ways in which we also protect and provide benefits to other species.
Are you able to discuss some of the solutions that, for example, One Health or Planet Health, as you mentioned, have suggested?
So if you look at the way we currently farm poultry production, it's very increasingly intensive. So we've created systems to produce products which humans want, which are poultry meat and eggs, which rely upon basically for their economies and for their efficiency to produce the volume of output that we are desired at the price that seems that we want to pay for it. It means that the production systems are increasingly quite intensive, so which means we have more and more hens who are bred to be more and more productive, and more chickens as well. So both hens, ducks, all sorts of other species as well, which are involved in the poultry industry. And they're housed together and increasingly large facilities in ways which basically make them more prone to creating problems in terms of infectious risk, because when you congregate a large number of animals together who are all very genetically similar, and then it basically creates almost like an ecological niche for new viruses to mutate and change and become dangerous. And obviously avian influenza is where some of the influenza viruses, which have major consequences for human health, have emerged from. So a One Health approach to that problem, traditional approach that we've used for the last 30 or 40 years, and indeed we've used it for centuries in terms of animal health, is to depopulate. So if you kill a whole population of chickens that are carrying a virus, then you should, in theory at least, therefore provide the end point to that virus being able to move or jump to the next host, because basically you've killed every chicken in sight that has been at risk. So that's not a One Health solution. A One Health solution would be to look at the production system and see if there are ways in which it can be made more sustainable and far more appropriate in terms of working with rather than against the microbial environment. So rather than having a burn and destroy all approach to every microbe that exists in chickens, which is pretty much what we're doing now with the avian influenza viruses, you would try and construct a system whereby you're creating immunity in that herd so that they don't foment or bring forward viruses that are necessarily dangerous to humans. So that's an example where One Health has some applicability, but because of the way that we farm poultry, there are limitations on how much that would actually be effective.
Thanks for your time today, Chris.
That's all right.